Questions from readers. Did the Israelites have anything to eat in the wilderness besides manna and quail? The picture shows an Israelite family and others gathering manna in the wilderness. Manna was the Israelites' main food during their 40 years in the wilderness. Jehovah also provided quail on two occasions. However, the Israelites did have a limited amount of other foods to eat. For example, Jehovah sometimes led his people to a resting place that provided some natural supplies to help fill their needs. Numbers 10:33. One of those places was the oasis at Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, no doubt date palms. Exodus 15:27. The book Plants of the Bible states that the date palm, which has a very extensive geographic range, is the chief food plant of the desert, furnishing food, oil, and shelter to millions of people. The Israelites may also have stopped at the major oasis known today as Faran, which is part of the Wadi Faran. This wadi, or river valley, is 81 miles, or 130 kilometers long, and is one of the longest, most beautiful, and most famous wadis in Sinai, says the book Discovering the World of the Bible. It continues stating, in the wadi, about 28 miles, or 45 kilometers from its mouth, is the 3-mile-long, or 4.8 kilometers, beautiful, palm-laden Faran oasis, about 2,000 feet, or 610 meters above sea level. It is the Eden of Sinai. Thousands of date palms have attracted settlers to this site since ancient times. In the picture, we see date palms in an oasis of Faran. An inset shows a cluster of dates on a palm tree. When leaving Egypt, the Israelites brought along flour dough, kneading troughs, and possibly some grain and oil. Of course, these things would not have lasted long. The people also brought flocks and herds, a great number of livestock. Exodus 12:34-39. Because of the harsh conditions in the wilderness, however, the number of animals would likely have dwindled. Some of them may have served as food for the Israelites. Other animals may have been offered in sacrifice, even to false gods. The footnote reads, the Bible mentions two occasions when animals were sacrificed to Jehovah in the wilderness. The first occasion was at the time of the installation of the priesthood. The second was at the Passover. Both events took place in 1512 BCE, the second year of Israel's departure from Egypt. End of footnote. Still, the Israelites did breed some animals, as noted in Jehovah's words to the people in response to their gross lack of faith. Your sons will become shepherds in the wilderness 40 years. Numbers 14:33. It is possible, therefore, that their flocks provided milk, and on occasion meat, but certainly not enough to sustain an estimated 3 million people for 40 years. The footnotes read, near the end of the 40 years in the wilderness, the Israelites took hundreds of thousands of animals as the spoils of war. Even so, they continued to eat manna until they entered the promised land. There is no indication that the animals ate manna, since it was allotted in proportion to how much each person would eat. End of footnotes. Where did the animals find food and water? Back then, there may have been a greater amount of rainfall, and thus more vegetation in the wilderness. Insight on the Scriptures, Volume 1, states that 3,500 years ago, the water supply in Arabia was to some extent superior to what it is at the present time. The existence of many deep dry wadis or valleys, which were once riverbeds, gives evidence that at some time in the past, there was sufficient rainfall to produce streams of water. Even so, the wilderness was a barren and fearsome place. Without the water that Jehovah miraculously provided, both the Israelites and their animals would surely have perished. Moses told the Israelites that Jehovah had fed them with the manna in order to make them know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every expression from Jehovah's mouth. Deuteronomy 8:3. End of article.